You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, talk to me about this prom situation.
Yeah, can you believe we're already sneaking up on prom time of year? And I was talking to one of our coworkers, Mel. She does another morning show that's not as good as ours. And she was talking about... She was talking about her daughter and how her daughter's, you know, saving up and trying to buy all this stuff for prom. And she started going off on ticket prices. And she's like, tickets to go to prom this year are $75 per student. $75. Okay. She's like, on top of that, she's like, it might be so high because they're having prom at Mile High Stadium. And I was like, what the huh?
God
she's like,
sakes.
Yeah, they're going big. And, of course, it led into, you know, what that covers and what it doesn't. She's like, that doesn't even cover pictures. She's like, which is a big cost for the night, getting professional photos done now for prom. And then it led into the dress conversation and how much she's spending for a dress. And it's easily upwards of $1,000, she said, for her daughter to get a dress to go to prom. And I was just like, wow. Wow,
$1,000,
which I thought was low, because I have
$1,000 just for the dress,
just for the dress.
Oh my God!
Because I have a cousin who has a daughter, and they were dress shopping, and they were looking at dresses that were $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 for the dress.
Oh come on! You know this ties in perfectly with today's mind bender about parents believing their kids are spoiled.
Yeah, it's stupid. But just
$4,000 for a dress to wear one time.
I know, right?
Unless it's your wedding dress, where
that is stupid. Anyway, it's very eye-opening what it's costing these high schoolers now to go to prom, and it's getting excessive. I posted it on my Facebook earlier today, too, on what it's costing people, and, I mean, we're easily $500 to $600 on the low end.
Yeah.
On the low end for one night.
Well, you know, some kids get the limo, right?
We got the limo.
Sometimes they'll go
that.
Out to a fancy dinner. I mean, you're starting to get that season where on Saturday nights you'll go out to a, you know, semi-nice restaurant and you'll see, you know, 24 high school kids all in their finest.
Which I will say, don't you kind of love seeing that?
Because I think it's cute as hell.
They're all so
awkward. I love it.
They're all so awkward. And a lot of times the girls are like a foot taller than the boys. It's just kind of funny to see these.
I think it's cute as hell.
Kids.
I just really, and I know they're high school, you know, juniors and seniors, and they don't want to be described as cute, but I can't help
it. It's cute
because it just throws back. I mean, it makes everyone think back to their own high school days, and it's fun.
And it's just fun to watch them kind of fumble over each other and
right.
figure out the world of dating and prom, and it's fun.
It's just fun.
But don't those costs, Dom, are just insane? I mean, back in my day, back in 98 or whatever, I mean, I feel like prom tickets were like $20 maybe, and it was at the school. What's this push now to have it at these bombastic locations?
Well, it's the whole raising the bar syndrome. Because, I mean, each year or every couple of years, the bar needs to be raised a little bit more, right? Otherwise, you're not special. Well, those guys, I mean, what's it going to be pretty soon that they fly every kid to, you know, Madison Square Garden, you know, the Hollywood Bowl to, I mean.
A cruise. It's cruise prom, you know.
I mean, think about that. Because everything is raise the bar, right? Especially with the promposal. You know, silliness that got out of hand, right? And once a couple of people did a bombastic promposal, then you got to keep raising the bar on that. So and that's fine. That's human nature. So my question is, where do you go from Mile High Stadium?
Where do you go?
How do you raise the bar on that?
That's very much like when you first start dating someone and 6 months in, you buy them a diamond ring. You know, then it's kind of like,
right.
Where do I go from here? A car is next or something.
Yeah, we had a love court situation just a couple, 3 years ago where somebody's, I don't know, they'd only been going out 3 or 4 times and the person asked them to go to Hawaii. And that was one of the things that popped in our head is like, man, if one of your first dates is to Hawaii, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
What's next? Then it's got to be, you know, Paris, you know, and then
right.
Where do you go from there?
The moon.
Which won't be long.
Won't be long.
I mean, with space tourism, I guess you will. Maybe that'll be the next prom. Is
Hawaii,
0G prom.
Hawaii, Paris, moon. I think that's how it goes. Yeah.
Right. Then Mars.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't, you know, look, kids want to have fun with prom. I totally get it. I think that's cool. I just, you know, the parents are picking up the tab most of the time. Sure, there are exceptions where some kids pay their own freight.
Yeah.
I get that. But generally, it's parents who are buying the $3,000 dress, paying the $75 for the ticket, paying for the limo, paying for the flowers, paying for whatever. So where, how high can
it go?
I don't
like anybody paying for that. I don't like the parents forking out the money for that. And I know all these kids are working their little part-time jobs while still trying to go to school. And that is no life lesson right there, to go out and blow all your money on one night like that.
Right.
I don't like to see them doing
that. Well, you are, what, 4 years away from dealing with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is Reed finishing? Is he finishing up six right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, he might go his – will he go his sophomore year?
I guess he could if he was invited
by a junior. But for sure, probably a junior, right? Or, yeah. So if you're looking like 5 years away
– yeah, it's coming.
For sure where you're going to be dealing with this.
Hopefully he's one of those kids that's like, oh, that's not for me. I don't want to go.
Yeah, maybe. But then forget about it, because I know Lila's going to go. There's no way she's not going to go.
Yeah,
so now you're talking about the dress.
I was so surprised, because it's funny. My cousin lives in Nebraska, and they were out here. I don't remember what they were out here for, but we went to Park Meadows with them just to catch up, grab some lunch, and it was, you know, the cousins were all there and everything. She's like, while we're here, we need to look for dresses, because the dress stores in Nebraska just aren't that great. So we went and we were looking at $1,000 dresses. And then
That's
she was
insane.
Telling us about, you know, the friends that one of her girlfriends had a $5,000 dress for prom. $5,000.
That's insane. You know, I thought Gretchen's wedding dress was phenomenal. And I want to say her wedding dress cost $500.
It
was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. That's just not me saying that.
She looked great.
Gorgeous dress.
Yeah.
Gorgeous dress. It was $500. So now how much of it is, and you're going to have to deal with this with your daughter, I think, how much of it is, I can't be outdone by other people. It's
That's
like
a lot of it.
It's a competition, right?
That's a lot of it. Yeah.
So if one student says, well, I spent $2,500 on my dress, what did you spend on yours?
Yeah, because then your poor kid's going to feel like nothing, you know? And then the parents have got to keep up with the other parents.
Exactly right.
I told you about the school near me where the parents show up to the PTA meetings in limos.
Right.
They rent limos to go to the PTA meetings.
God bless
America.
True
story.
And I know, you know, the parents who, as soon as their kid turns 16, they buy them a $60,000 car. That's not for the kid. That's totally for the parent. So they can tell all their friends, yeah, I bought my kid a new Lexus. Yeah, I bought my kid, you know, a Tesla. Yeah, I bought my
kid. Listen to us grumping.
No, but I mean, it's true. It's human nature. We're just talking about human nature.
I know. It's all disgusting.
We got tons of texts coming in about this. Joe says, we had our prom at the Denver Athletic Club. I remember the price was like $200.
That's what it should be. You should just have a silly little night.
At the Athletic Club?
At the Athletic Club. You know? Stinky locker rooms.
Kendra says, they were at Mile High Stadium also, but she said it was only $50 a ticket.
Oh, prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's Brittany. Says, I grew up in Florida. Limo is standard. It was held in downtown hotel banquet rooms. Yeah, she said, but we never sprang a lot on the dress. See, that sounds more usual to me, is like you get the Hyatt, one of the ballrooms at the Hyatt or something.
That's a little bit better.
Plus, the rooms are right there. No,
stop it now. Stop it now.
When's your daughter going to prom?
There's jokes in there. Let's not get to them. Don't.
Nancy says, OMG, where are they buying these prom dresses? Ours were $200.
They're special ordering them from like designers online, like one of a kind. Like you have to have like a one of a kind prom dress now.
Nancy says, this is ridiculous. And yes, parent fueled. You can go to Dillard's and get a dress for $200. I suppose you could lie. You know, why don't you just have your daughter lie? Go to the department store and get a dress for $250 and then tell everyone, yeah, this was $1,500.
And make up a
Who's
designer
gonna know?
Name
it's like
for
a bottle
it.
Of wine. People won't even really know.
Make up a name. Like, say this is a designer dress by Dom and Jeremy. This is a Dom and Jeremy.
Here's the thing. The other kids won't know this name, so you can just say it's a Belushi. They
a
won't
Belushi,
know who
that's
that
good.
Is. I got this dress from Belushi.
I like it. That's good. It's really good.
Oh my God, she's wearing a Belushi.
How do I get one? Mom!
Oh. I'm texting my mom right now.
Let's grab a phone call. Here's Jill, who's patiently holding. Hi, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey.
What do you think about the over-the-top prom stuff?
Well, I just couldn't contain myself any longer listening to all of this.
Are y'all fired up?
It is. It's insane. It's just a societal keeping up with the, as the old saying, Joneses. And, yeah, it all stems from the parents. If the parents aren't, you know, talking like that at home, I don't think most kids are going to pick that up, you know. Luckily, mine is back into the thrift store, you know, shopping. And, I believe the marketplace. I've already been seeing them, the prom dresses, very reasonable, $40.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people.
This surprises me because the thrift lifestyle for the teenagers right now is a big thing from what I've been seeing.
Oh,
so,
true.
Get the stains dry cleaned off, you know.
Ew, Jill, ew.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
But yeah, there's ways around this, you know, and to still look really good. And you just got to lie then. You just have to lie to your friends and say, yeah, this was $900.
If it makes you feel better to do that, yeah. But I think if you're going to start keeping up like that, then it just continues your whole life. And I guess I've never really been like that. I'm on my own bird, and, you know.
Well, you're unique because we do live in the social media lifestyle where everybody has to post about everything. And,
I'm
and,
gifted
you know.
And talented mm-hmm. in a thrift store.
Jill, you're getting feisty. Did you go to prom, Jill?
I did not miss that.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah.
Did you?
Actually, let me tell you. So, like, my aunt had her own business called, our last name was Taylor, but she put it T-A-I-L-O-R, Taylor Made, and she had her own, you know, custom making clothes, and she made my prom dress, which I do still have, and I'm almost 46. So even back then, you know, and it wasn't cheap to buy the own fabric, but I bought the fabric. I did have a job, and then she just made it for me as her gift.
That's pretty special, though.
That makes it special.
That
dress stand out from everyone's.
But how many people could do that now where they have an aunt that could sew them a dress?
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's, but that's cute that you still have it.
I do.
I like
Jill,
it.
Jill. We have really enjoyed this call. Thank you for being spunky on this show. We appreciate you. You know, in the whole, she's talking about keeping up with the Joneses. Before we go to Mary's call, you know, this is also similar to the whole thing that, Jerry, you've experienced with, like, Reed going to school. The whole thing about tennis shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The certain brands of shoes or the certain brands of clothes.
Yeah.
And there's the peer pressure, right? They come home from school and they're like, oh, so-and-so, they've all got these such and such shoes that are
$240
shoes.
We all went through that.
Yeah, that's not new.
We
it's
go
just
through
that
it now as
the
adults.
Numbers of shoes, inflation has just
the
made
cost.
Everything crazy.
Yeah.
Here's Mary. Mary, good morning. What do you have to say about all of this?
Hi. Well, I actually work at a high school, and it's just insane. It started with COVID, where we couldn't have like a normal prom. So everything was outside. And so we had a bunch of lawn games, and we had poker tables and crap tables. And then our PTA wanted to do food and everything. And then ever since then, everybody has wanted to keep that, plus do all the dancing and everything.
Yeah.
So now tickets are around $85 each. They're probably going to go up. And so now it's like a wedding.
Are you hearing other costs? Like, are you hearing other rumors in the halls, you know, about what kids are spending on stuff?
Tickets? The party buses are, probably
bus.
A couple thousands that they do. Some parents actually bring in private chefs to their house, and they have like a 4-course or 5-course meal.
Shut up.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. For sure.
It's nuts.
Yeah, out of control.
I can't even wrap my head around this.
Not something.
Then the purses and the shoes, and then the guys are getting like bow ties that are handmade for them, suits that are handmade for them. I would hate to see what their wedding will be like one day because it's just,
you know, that's a valid point because they're getting a taste of this luxury lifestyle and they're going to want this $75,000 wedding.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Mary, Great call. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, okay. See you later. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
You too. We're way out of time, but we're still going to talk to April. April, what do you want to say about this?
Hi. I just wanted to echo what everyone else is saying about how silly it is to spend any more than necessary on a prom dress, because there's always a deal to be found. Always.
Always.
There's always a dress that someone only wore once. You got to go to the thrift stores, or Poshmark is like,
yeah, that's
the best place to buy stuff like that. And I don't agree that it comes from the parents. I think it just comes from your community. I can't comment on any experience with prom dresses because I have two middle school boys. But, like, you know, they want, like, the $500 Jordans. And it's not because I ever bought anything like that for any of our family. It's because they see it at school.
Yeah, it's a peer pressure. But, yeah. It's total peer pressure from their
equate
friends.
That with success and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that lifestyle and...
Well, yeah,
we get it.
And
we get it
I want to say that I got my junior prom dress for $5 at the Jessica McClintock outlet.
Nice.
And I was crowned the prom queen in it, and it was amazing.
Well, look at you.
Look at you.
Brag much.
Just like a picture? Humble brag right there. You know, I was prom queen, and it only cost me $5.
And I was so hot. Do you have a picture of it?
I do have a picture
of it. You should send it to us. I want to see it.
It's beautiful.
Do you have a picture of it?
Shiny and silver.
Do you have a picture of it wadded up into a ball on the floor? Do you have that picture too?
No, it's in a photo album behind the
plastic. You know what? He was joking about being naughty.
April, I'm so glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, April.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Thank you.
You just had to take it there, didn't you? You just had to.
You know,
you've been dying
on
this whole conversation to make a dress
on
the floor.
It just popped into my head while she was talking about her $5 dress.
You've been waiting this whole time to make that
joke. It reminded me of the $5 milkshake. It's a $5 dress. And it's just, we know where it ends up, so come on.
You didn't
Not me,
do,
though.
You didn't have to do that, though.